This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can also join us on our Discord call-in lines over on our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. That is a way for you to sound like you're sitting here in the studio with us. It's that good of a quality when you call on Discord. But however you want to do it, we'll be happy to talk to you about whatever you want to discuss. 855-450-FREE, the toll-free line, and discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
So, I know last night we teased the heck out of Tulsi Gabbard. But,
ooh.
And we didn't get to the story. It was just, like, pretty much wall-to-wall phone calls last night, which is always my preferred version of the show. But since we did, I feel like we should go ahead and get into the story here tonight. And then coming up, we'll talk about the Florida town that has the very first, in the United States at least, government-run grocery store. And, well, we'll get into that story coming up here in a little bit. But first, here is the story from Politico.com about Tulsi Gabbard. She is in serious hot water with these Democrat establishment people. They do not like her because she's not afraid to give her opinions about the Democratic establishment.
Yep.
And she's not particularly fond, it appears, of that situation or that setup. Tulsi Gabbard trashed the Democratic Party as, quote, not the party that is of, by, and for the people, unquote. She accused Kamala.
Are either of them?
No. I mean, it's certainly not the politicians. They have nothing to do with the people that they purportedly serve. They're a completely separate class, and they act like it.
Yeah, they very clearly do, and mind you, the people keep falling for it, too.
Yep.
Right, over and over again, they keep falling for it.
Every 4 years, they think this new batch of politicians is going to do something different.
Hope
and change.
Mostly they vote in a manner that is to not get the worst person in office. And I can respect that. I mean, you know, fine, if you want to vote cast your vote to keep the worst person
out. Well, that's the way a lot of people vote. But there's still a lot of people who are just fanatics about these politicians. I mean, I was just watching last night with my roommate, watching the Vermin Supreme video that we recorded last week.
He's a special case.
But I didn't mean to talk about Vermin as much as I did the last time we were with him before this year. There was in 2017 he came to Concord to protest outside of a Hillary Clinton book signing.
Nice.
And at that event, it was cold. It was like December 4th, 2017, very cold. There was a line of people outside of this bookstore in Concord that went down the block, then around the block, and down another turn. So, like, it was more than half of a full block's length of,
people.
Yeah, it was incredible, like, the amount of people that were just standing there in the cold for hours just to go and see this woman, this politician, who is a lying piece of scum just like all the rest of politicians. But yet, you know, these weren't people who disliked her. They were fanatics. And so
they were probably fanatics for what they perceive the good that she does for the world, though. Right, that's the problem with
a lot of
those
trick,
people.
Right?
That is the trick.
And I'll go you one further, because it's easy to sit out there and say, you know, the Democrats are a bunch of mind numb socialist morons, and I'm not discounting that statement, but I'll go.
Republicans are just as bad.
Turning your kids over to these people and their military. You know, when you know that the government is an inefficient organization that does not care what happens to its military men and women.
Yeah, if you ever need proof of that, just look at the VA hospitals.
Right, the tear runs down their eyes as the FA-18s fly over the football game, and Well, today I was watching the Avengers cartoon. You may not know the cartoon and have seen this or anything.
Is this like from the 80s or is it current?
It is relatively current, like 2010. And in it, they had the bad guys, right? The bad guys were called the Masters of Evil. And I chuckled to myself, like, you know, I mean, anybody listening to me, any adult realizes no group is ever going to call itself the Masters of Evil. Never. They won't even be tell the truth and say the Masters of Moral Ambiguity, you know, self-interested moral ambiguity, right? They won't even say what's true, because I don't even know that I believe in evil, but let's go ahead and call it what it is, self-interested, sometimes they do good things, sometimes they do bad, so they're ambiguous, right? No, they're going to call themselves the super-duper really good guys, that you've got to like us, and if you don't, you're the bad guys, guys.
Or the Bilderberg group.
Okay, you could say that, but I don't know that the...
That doesn't imply any evil either.
No,
what do we know about the Bilderberg group?
They meet in a hotel called the Bilderberg.
I know nothing else about the Bilderberg group. What I would say, in fact, though, that we have pledges of allegiance and that we have, you know, star-spangled banners and national anthems for these organizations that are chock full of the League of Morally Ambiguous, Self-Interested People. And then what do? We turn our kids over to them so that these morally ambiguous, self-interested people can send your kids to fight and die against other people's kids run by more morally ambiguous, self-interested people.
The older I get, the more I respect Cobra when it comes to their fight against G.I. Joe.
I don't know that I don't know what Cobra was trying to do. I'll let you make your point here in just a second. But really, what there are people who are angry at what I'm saying right now all across America. Click, 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 click. You want to turn off the radios. Maybe one or two of them will call in. But you know, that's the long and the short of it. You can't make the job of the military good, just, and pure by your wishes. It has to be done by the people who give it orders.
And those people
the people who give it orders are politicians.
Right.
And we know the politicians are liars and thieves. So how in the world could we possibly believe that the military is on some kind of great mission, at least in our lifetimes?
Well, they're not. They're to protect the interests of those politicians.
The morally ambiguous people. Like, they're willing to fight and die for the interests of people who are self-interested and morally ambiguous.
Right. And to take it back to Tulsi, one of the things that everyone who's like in favor of her overlooks is that she's not anti-war, right? She's anti certain kinds of war, but is okay with drone bombing, right? She's okay with special ops to go take out specific people. She admittedly is hawkish on the war on terror, as ambiguous as that is. And the only reason people are like rah rah Tulsi is because she's not as bad as the rest of Democrats.
That's the truth.
Compared to the rest of them, she seems like a breath of fresh air.
But I will say this, that it's worth backing up, in my opinion, somebody who is just less warhawk-like, because at the very least it shows the young, up-and-coming, aspiring, morally ambiguous, self-interested snotbags out there that, hey, you can get a little somewhere if you corral this particular group of people.
But is she getting somewhere?
She's not
leading the polls or anything.
I don't know.
Like that.
I mean, I've given her money.
Well, she got voted out of the debate, right? Her numbers weren't high enough for one of the debates, and then popped the numbers back in to get into the next.
She managed to get back. And remember, Pete Buttigieg was kind of in the crapper too, as far as his numbers, and now he's the golden boy. Now, will he be in December or January?
Story.
Who knows?
Well, there's always the, you know, with these primaries, people rely on polls, and they're always changing, and they're shifting constantly. So her performance, according to Politico, at Wednesday's debate earned an attaboy from the Trump war room, and some rank-and-file Democrats are at wit's end with a congresswoman who Hillary Clinton called, quote, the favorite of the Russians, unquote.
It's the best thing that ever happened to Tulsi Gabbard was when
Hillary Clinton
decided to call her a Russian asset.
Although Hillary didn't use her name, as I recall.
Good enough.
Quote, the question is whether she seriously hopes to be the nominee or if she has another agenda. Her attacks on other candidates and her positions on issues seem very personal, not so much about a set of policies or worldview, unquote. This according to a Democratic senator from Connecticut, Richard Blumenthal. He went on to claim that Bernie Sanders has a, quote, coherent set of principles. Elizabeth Warren's the same. What exactly are the
What are these coherent principles?
Well, Bernie's is definitely socialism, right? Like he's
But not really socialism. He wants social. He wants a social welfare safety net that is similar to that in Europe. When I got news for you. Tickets to Europe are cheap.
Sure.
If you want a social safety net like they have in Europe. Like, as a person who picked up and moved from Florida to New Hampshire to hang out with other libertarians in the hopes of making a more libertarian place, I say, do what you believe and get the hell out of here.
There's more on the way. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us on the radio. Free Talk Live.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies, grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, and you can bring up anything that you want here. Live Sunday edition, the toll-free number. If you want to join us on the radio, it's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, we've got the government-run grocery store, the first one in the United States, hopefully the last one. We'll see how long it lasts. But first, we're talking about Tulsi Gabbard, and we're going to get a little bit further into the Democrats who are just livid about Tulsi and some of the things that she's been saying about the Democratic establishment. But if you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you ought to do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. You can reach thousands of individuals with a bumper sticker, and you know that people love to read them. So get on over to LibertyStickers.com and choose from their vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at LibertyStickers.com. So we continue here, and we're talking about this Richard Blumenthal. He is a Democrat senator from Connecticut who says he's confused, basically, about Tulsi. He doesn't understand why she's there. She's attacking these other candidates. The attacks, he says, seem very personal.
The attacks are coming from all the candidates, and the whole debate thing set up to be zingers. Well, the zinger last night goes to blah, blah, blah for saying yuckity yuck, and... you know, I mean, it's turned into a horse race, a boxing match.
Well, at the beginning of the article, she was disparaging towards the Democratic Party.
Yes.
So I would question that as well.
She said, quote, "It's not the party that is of, by, and for the people."
So what is she doing representing the party that's not of, by, and for the people, right?
Well, I was a Democrat, too. I mean, when I ran for governor a couple times here, okay, in the Democratic primary, and what I was doing there was using it as a platform.
Sure.
You know, to try to get whatever attention I could for the ideas of freedom. Now, she's not a libertarian, so that's not what she's doing. But clearly, she's got a vision for what she would like to see happen, and she wants to get it out there.
Well, I mean, the political parties as they exist, you're from Hawaii,
yes,
originally, right?
Yes, sir.
And... what are your chances as running as a Republican in Hawaii?
Close to nothing.
Okay. So what are your chances running as a Libertarian?
Even less than that.
What about running as a Green Party?
I don't even know if they have a Green Party representative.
Okay. So is there a party? Is there like the Hawaiian National Party or something? Is there some other?
Is there any opposition to the Democrats, I guess, is what you're asking, right?
Right.
Not that I'm – for a while, there was like a Republican governor, and that was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then there wasn't, and I don't know where it's at now. But
it's a Democrat stronghold where you don't have a hope of doing anything as anything but a rogue Democrat.
That is true. And from what I remember from seeing like the political ads during one of the election cycles was I couldn't tell the difference between the Republican ad and the Democrat ad.
I mean,
all of this sounds the same to me, so who cares? Even the Republicans run on basically like the Democratic platform.
So in order to get elected at all, you've got to pick one of these two parties, and depending on your geographic area, you've got to pick one party.
Sure.
Because if you're running in Utah, the chances of you getting elected as a Democrat are slim. If you're running in Hawaii, the chances of you getting elected as a Republican are slim. So if you run as a non-party candidate, you're not going to get elected. And that's just the long and short of it. The reason she represents, as you have said, the Democratic Party, or the reason she ran under the Democratic Party, like any of these people, is because she didn't have a snowball's chance in hell of getting elected otherwise.
I guess strategically, though, wouldn't it be better off saying that the Democratic Party is the party for, by, and of the people, and none of these other candidates represent those values, and that's why I'm here, to represent the values of the Democratic Party?
I suspect the quote probably goes on to say something to the effect of, it used to be, and I'd like to bring it back to being like it should be, and you know, these people on the stage...
Make the Democratic Party great again.
Right, that same old crap.
Yeah, we don't have the context for the quote, but demonstrating how divisive her campaign has become, the Trump War Room tweeted out a video clip of Gabbard attacking her own party with a 100 emoji. I guess like the 100% kind of thing.
Yeah.
It received 4,500 retweets and 15,000 likes. She sort of seems, this is another Democratic senator from Connecticut, Chris Murphy, saying, quote, "She sort of seems to be filling a pretty strange lane. Is there a part of the party that hates the party? It's a little hard to figure out.
Yes, there is. Absolutely. There's a large party of both parts of both parties that hate the party and what they've become. And I know that it's very difficult for the party acolytes to believe, but it's true. I happen happened to a couple of years ago. I was on my sailboat, and we came alongside some guy who was a Democratic politician, an elected judge, I believe in South Carolina, might have been North Carolina, one of the Carolinas, and he said he couldn't vote for Hillary Clinton.
Hmm.
You know, he's
couldn't bring himself to do it.
He's gone to the committees or the conventions year after year after year, and he's been a delegate, but he couldn't vote for Hillary Clinton. And, you know, I mean, at some point or another, you find somebody who can't do it. By the way, the reason he couldn't vote for Hillary Clinton was because his son-in-law was a Secret Service agent, and he said that she is the meanest, most petty and vile human being he's ever met.
Surprise!
I believe it.
You know? And, you know, if a Secret Service agent's saying that, it makes me wonder.
This politician continues critiquing Tulsi, saying, quote, "It's a little hard to figure out what itch she's trying to scratch in the Democratic Party right now," unquote. The Hawaii congresswoman's presence on the debate stage is becoming a headache for the party as she uses the platform to appeal to isolationists, which, of course, is what they always call people who are against war.
Yeah.
Even though, and I don't know what she's been saying. I don't watch these debates. Don't really care, but I do find it interesting that she's critical of some of the things that go on. And Mark, you're pretty much a fan of her, so it's kind of been interesting to learn about her.
I know a little bit. All I know is that there will be somebody elected to the Democratic as the Democratic nominee for president, and I would like that person to be Tulsi Gabbard.
I did watch her on
the other options
thing.
Are insufferable.
Yeah,
she is sufferable.
I did watch her on Stossel, and she had an interesting interview with him. If you haven't seen it, it's on his YouTube channel, the John Stossel channel. So it says here she's appealing to isolationists, dissatisfied liberals, and even conservatives. She's managed to secure a spot on the debate stage as more mainstream candidates, and they name a couple of senators and governors, failed to meet polling and donor thresholds to participate. Gabbard met with Syrian President Bashar Assad in 2017 and has repeatedly attacked Clinton's foreign policy views, grating on Democrats who broadly supported the center-left international platform of Democrats in recent decades.
I love the idea that she met with Bashar al-Assad somehow makes her a bad person.
Well, they think that Trump's a bad person because he met with Kim Jong-un.
What do they think about John McCain when he met with the freaking, not the Taliban, the ISIS? I mean, John McCain, the great interceder, the one that brings us all together. He was a wonderful guy because he's in the Republican Party. And the Democrats don't like the Republican Party, so here's the least Republican, so let's support him. Please stop with all this party stuff. It's so lame.
Senator Robert Menendez from New Jersey said of Gabbard's meeting, quote, "Assad is the butcher of Damascus. Assad is someone who violated all international norms using chemical weapons against his people. How one thinks that a conversation with him is going to change the course of events in Syria is naive at best."
Well, and that's one aspect where, like, credit where credit is due, right? She's the only anti-war policy that I hear from her is the non-regime change policy, right? She'd rather, you know, meet with them, work something out, as opposed to, you know, kill them, assassinate them, move some other, you know, CIA operative in. And that's all she's got, though, as far as anti-war.
Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. She does seem to be against a lot of the conflicts that the U.S. has been involved in recently, so that's good.
She's also pro-gun.
And there's more coming up here in a moment, so that's a surprise. I didn't know that. It's Free Talk Live.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Democrats will move forward this week with their impeachment probe, and they're leaving open the possibility of more hearings with more witnesses. Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana tells Fox News Sunday that he disagrees with former National Security Council official Fiona Hill, who testified that blaming Ukraine for attacking the 2016 election was a result of a Russian disinformation campaign.
The Republicans in the House wanted to call a witness, a DNC political operative, who lobbied the Ukrainian embassy to be involved, get involved in the 2016 election. We don't know if Ukraine did that. We don't know to what extent, because they won't let the president offer his evidence. And that's why I'll say once again, the absence of evidence is not the evidence of absence if you're not allowed to call your own witness.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And let's talk about this on the air, Mark. You were just bringing up a charitable act, and well, it ties into this next sponsorship here with Edge Wallet, because I presume you were using Edge Wallet.
I was.
You were paying at the local convenience store in downtown Keene. We actually have two convenience stores in Keene that take cryptocurrency, which is pretty cool. Two head shops / convenience stores. And you were in there, and you paid with your Edge Wallet, which allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold cryptocurrencies of a variety of sorts. So Bitcoin, BTC, and Dash, and Ethereum, Bitcoin Cash, and Stellar, Ripple, Monero, a bunch of others. Go to edge.app to learn more about how you can secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. And you can download it for iOS or Android devices, and it's a great little wallet. It's the one that I use more often than any other. I use mine tonight to pay for my dinner. Which, you know, we have like a libertarian meetup here every Sunday in Keene. And I guess it was it after or before?
After. I just went in to get this soda here and candy bar.
And so you went in there and you were saying...
Not great nutritional choices, kids.
You were telling me that... you were telling us during the break about this, that you went in...
I was asking a question, yeah.
There was a couple that was having difficulty with credit card.
Right.
Maybe it was declined or something like that.
I don't know exactly what it was, but they let me go ahead.
And then you decided you, and they weren't paying attention to you.
Probably not.
You decided you were going to take care of their bill for them.
Right. I caught their bill and, you know, the...
And you paid with crypto.
And I paid with crypto, yeah.
And your question was about whether or not that should have been done anonymously, because it sounded like you tried to get out of there before they could figure out what happened.
Right. If to create the largest amount of good in the world for my little $5 act of kindness, right? Not exactly the largest act of kindness out there, but to create the most good in the world surrounding that act, how do you do it? Do you do it anonymously, or as anonymously as you can, or do you sort of take credit and tell somebody, pay it forward, kid, you know, or whatever? And I don't know the answer to that question. I was just kind of hoping that you might have had a thought on the subject at some point, and now we have to go on the air, ruining any opportunity to remain anonymous.
Well, I just thought it was a good question. And
it is a good question.
It's an interesting
discussion.
I'm sure discussion.
That the young people are not listening to the show, would be my guess.
I don't think it matters whether or not you're anonymous with it or, you know, or whether you're known. To me, it's the act of giving that's more important, the courtesy of, even if, because even to pay it forward, right, that means they would have to continue to pay it forward and pay it forward and pay it forward.
Well, I think that generally happens. If you do something nice for somebody, $5, this $5 nice thing would probably create a significantly larger amount of niceness.
It could inspire the same act.
Absolutely.
It takes a pretty callous person to say, yeah, thanks for that $5, I deserve it.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's really something. I suppose there's somebody out there that might think that, but I'm willing to go ahead and throw $5 at that particular problem and see how it works. Not to say that I would ever see. I won't see how this goes. But
I think that's part of it, too, is you don't know what the outcome is going to be. So it's like unconditional giving on your part because you're not expecting anything returned. Okay.
They did let me move forward. They could have just fiddled with their credit cards there and tried to come up with one that worked, and presumably they have one.
Yeah, but this wasn't a condition to allow you to get in. You weren't
saying
I'll take care of this. You didn't say anything.
They already demonstrated some interest in their fellow human being.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Not that I did it for that particular reason. I didn't, but I saw an opportunity.
Yeah, you were inspired and you did that.
Yeah.
I don't generally like to tout my charitable giving because it seems like, you know, too much, oh, look at me kind of thing, and I'm not the kind of person that really wants to
do
that.
Right, I would prefer not to do that right here.
I understand that, Mark, but it was only $5, and it's an interesting an interesting discussion.
Well, now my charitable giving isn't good enough.
But $5, $10, $100, like whatever it is.
It's the thought that counts.
It's the thought, and yeah. Like the motivation behind you doing it.
Right, and I don't think there's any downside to you having stood there or whatever. I'm not saying you should stand there and wait for them to thank you or anything like that, but like to purposely try to exit before they could even notice. I don't know. Because it's like, to me, it would have been actually more interesting for them to have been paying attention and notice you paying with cryptocurrency, and then that might have spurred them to be like, what's he doing?
That's where I thought he was going with the
story. Where I thought it was going to go too, yeah. But instead, they may not have even known that you'd paid with cryptocurrency. So I kind of saw it as an opportunity to evangelize cryptocurrency and do something nice for somebody else. But ultimately, if you're just the guy standing in front of someone in line, that's all you are to that person. You're just the guy who happens to be in front of them in line, and they don't know who you are unless you happen to be, you know, Mr. Rogers or something like that, some kind of a celebrity.
An icon, yeah.
Yeah.
But stuff like that happens at Starbucks. Like, I've had friends, you know, like, just give extra, like, you know, put this towards
the
next
person's guy.
Drink.
Yeah.
And there was like, some story that came out some years ago. It was, like, the pay-it-forward line at Starbucks went, like, 350-some-odd people.
Wow.
Before that one guy went, oh, thanks. Like,
that guy's a douche.
And what is it like being that guy, right? The 350 people all paying it forward, and you're the one who says, thank you, you know, I deserve this.
I wonder if they even know, or they're just like, well, thank you. And because it could have been a bum, for all I know.
He had nothing left.
Yeah, he was there, and he, you know, was going to get a glass of water, and instead he, you know, it's like, well, I'll take a mocha, frappo, whatever.
Right. And there are certain coffee shops that do that as well. Or like somewhere, like McDonald's has a separate area, whatever, where you pay, and you just, it's like a chip-in area for when the homeless guy needs a cup of coffee, and someone's already bought him one. You know, so like, things like that exist. Good people doing things like that exist in the world, and no one's getting recognition for it. It's like, I just
here I am.
Your drink.
Yeah,
you know.
Right. So anyway, if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. Maybe you've got an opinion on that question. You can dial in. The toll free number here is 855-450-FREE.
By the way, I don't give to homeless people.
Yeah. Well, I don't give cash to homeless people. There has been a time where I've purchased food for them at the local...
I've put a great deal towards homeless shelters, but yeah. I don't buy things for homeless people, especially... Or even, I know there's one guy here in Keene that he's not homeless. He just acts like he is.
Yeah.
I know where he lives.
Yeah.
And he, you know...
The big guy?
Yeah, with the big beard.
Yep.
He shuffles in, and then he,
shuffled.
Like I just... act like I'm deaf, and I just walk past him. Yeah. I'm not giving anything to him to support his lifestyle of panhandling.
That's right, yeah.
But if I have the opportunity for a young couple that can do great things in the world, and I can give them, you know, $5, well, yeah, I'm going to do that.
That's the difference between conditional giving and unconditional giving. Because if it was an unconditional gift of you just doing something nice for somebody, it wouldn't matter if you gave them cash or a meal or, you know, donate
right.
yourself. But if you go like, I am not going to give you money because I don't approve of the way you might spend it, but I will buy you a cheeseburger,
yep.
right? Then that gift becomes about you and
yeah.
how you're making a contribution to them.
It is about me, and as far as I'm concerned...
Well, they hit me up.
Everything,
they wanted me to do okay. something for them,
everything
right?
in this world's conditional.
Not always. You can just walk by and, just, you know, you see them panhandling, you just walk by.
Oh, of course. But this person asked me to help them out. And
sure.
I was willing to help that person, but I wasn't going to help them by giving them cash because I know what homeless people tend to do. Some of them are not honest, and they will say they're not, you know, oh, I'm not going to buy alcohol with that. And then they go and buy alcohol with
it. Yeah, but the one that has I prefer the one that has the sign that says, why lie? It's for beer.
Yeah, there you
support
go.
Support the beerless.
Who cares? So I do, because I would rather have my money go to help someone feed themselves rather than feed their addiction.
Okay.
And so instead, I walked over and said, yeah, I'll buy you some barbecue or whatever. I walked over to the Hot Hogs barbecue food truck here that takes cryptocurrency, and you know, I was going to get something for myself, and I said, just this person can have, you know, a sandwich or whatever.
Okay. And well, for me, I never give to somebody who asks is my policy.
Okay.
You know, if you're talking about some 7-year-old comes up and he's like, I've lost my mommy and I need, money for a bus or something. This has never happened to me. But that would probably work. But if somebody comes up to me and says, hey, can you spare some money? The answer is going to be no.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't do 8.5 years in prison and live at the lowest levels of society so that you can run around and make $20 or $30 an hour tax-free panhandling from people. But I have
given... I said more power to them for making that much money. Tax-free.
See, I'm against it completely.
Okay. That's all voluntary giving, man.
It's not, yeah, but it's not productivity.
I generally I generally do not give to panhandlers, but in this case, this person wasn't just like hanging out outside of a store or whatever where you typically see a panhandler. And for whatever reason, I felt inspired to do something for him. It ended up being something I kind of regretted because as he walked away with the food that he had,
he said, thanks, honky.
No, he threw on the ground downwards, like down the street. I saw him toss the box just on the ground.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Whether you want to discuss Bitcoin or Tulsi Gabbard or coming up this government-run grocery store that recently opened down in Florida, we'll talk more about all of those things if we get the chance. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome as well. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And I want to say thank you to Freedom Rider, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. Freedom Rider, that means he contributes $5 a month to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It is a way for you to help support what we do here on Free Talk Live, which is talking about the ideas of freedom. 7 nights a week, we are live, and we're on broadcast radio on over 200 radio stations around the United States throughout or over a 1 week's time. We're on over 200 stations. So if you want to help us by joining the AMP program, please go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can learn more about the AMP program, where the money goes, and you know what it's used for and what your benefits are, the perks of being in the AMP program, which include access to the subscribers' chat rooms on our Discord. There's also an AMP-only Facebook group for those of you still over on Facebook. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up with PayPal. You can use credit card or Bitcoin BTC, just like Freedom Rider. So once again, thanks, Freedom Rider, and thank you to everybody who has AMPed and currently AMPs the show. Please go to amp.freetalklive.com. So we've been talking about Democratic candidate Tulsi Gabbard, who many of the mainstream Democrats are livid at her for not towing the party line. Not only that, she's criticizing the party, saying apparently in a recent debate that the Democratic Party is, quote, not the party that is of, by, and for the people, unquote. And so this Politico article is kind of taking the temperature of some of the other Democratic establishment folks and the nasty things they have to say about Gabbard. Quote, she has views on foreign policy that are so outside the mainstream as to be a real liability to the Democratic Party. This according to a Democratic senator who requested anonymity to candidly discuss the party's issue with Gabbard. A real courageous one, whoever this is. Quote, it is corrosive to have folks on that stage who represent views that are clearly not right. Unquote.
And that's probably the regime change aspect of it. Because, like, Trump's for it, the Democrats are for it, and she's like, eh, maybe not that, right? Drone bombing, okay, war on terror, okay, but not involving ourselves in the politics of another country, all of a sudden that's not in America's interest.
While Gabbard isn't exactly gaining traction in the polls, she does appear to have a loyal following. The vast majority of her support comes from male voters, according to 538. She's not a bad-looking lady. I'm sure that doesn't hurt.
Well, they're also the ones who are going to have to fight and die in the wars, generally.
She's also more likely to attract support from Democratic primary voters who supported Donald Trump in 2016, according to a November poll from The Economist / YouGov. Given Gabbard's obvious play to appear at war with the party establishment, several senators declined to discuss her candidacy before panning her privately. She has awkward relationships with the Hawaii congressional delegation and faced a primary challenge before saying she wouldn't run for re-election. Earlier this year, Gabbard authored an op-ed that suggested that Senator Maisie Hirono from Hawaii, the Democratic senator there, went too far in questioning a Trump judicial nominee without naming Hirono. When asked about Gabbard's candidacy, Hirono paused and squinted, saying, quote, look at my face. I have nothing to say about Tulsi Gabbard, unquote. Beyond her isolationist foreign policy that appeals to some libertarian-leaning voters, and let's once again correct this, libertarian foreign policy is not isolationist. Again, this is how they always define people who want to withdraw the United States from conflicts globally. They call that isolationism, which it's not. It's non-interventionism. And that's, of course, the Ron Paul viewpoint.
Yep.
In theory, Trump has echoed some of it at certain points, but he hasn't really done a whole lot to that end. But isolationism is where you lock down your country from anyone coming in and out. So Trump would be better defined as an isolationist in that way.
Especially with the tariffs.
Right. Raise the tariffs, block the products.
Isolationism is what North Korea is.
Right.
North Korea is isolationist.
That's the extreme version.
What they're accusing Tulsi Gabbard of, and she's not, but what they're accusing of her is to be non-interventionist.
That's correct.
But people in the media, there's no consequence for them misusing this term.
Straight up
lying. There's no consequence for lying.
Yep.
And except that they get called the lamestream media or whatever names get thrown around, and then they're like, I can't believe that America does not believe what we say. We try vigilantly to be completely honest. Well, no, you don't. You're a bunch of liars. Stop using this terminology. Look it up one time.
Beyond her policy, she says, on foreign policy, the other notable aspect of her candidacy, they claim at Politico here, is that her eagerness to blindside other candidates, many of whom are friends with sitting senators and members of Congress.
Oh, no.
On Wednesday, she accused Buttigieg of being, quote, willing to send our troops to Mexico to fight the cartels, unquote, a comment that Buttigieg said was outlandish even by the standards of today's politics. After she lit into the party and the, quote, foreign policy establishment represented by Hillary Clinton and others, unquote, Harris fired back that Gabbard had cozied up to Trump's strategist Steve Bannon after the 2016 election and, quote, spent four years full time on Fox News criticizing President Obama, unquote. So from these people's perspective, if you're in the Democratic Party, you cannot criticize the Democratic establishment.
I never saw her do any of these things that they're talking about. So,
Were you a regular watcher of Fox News?
I've watched it to some extent. My mother watches it all the time. So I've seen it.
Other than the exchange over marijuana legalization between...
First I've heard of these accusations. How's that?
Booker and Biden, the debate would have been relatively insult-free if Gabbard had not been on the stage, but her rhetoric alone left the impression of a party at war with itself. Senator Martin Heinrich from New Mexico, Democratic senator, said, quote, in a Democratic primary, it's usually better to sell your own accomplishments as opposed to trying to tear down your colleagues.
Well, so point of clarification, is she levying insults at the other candidates, or is she just questioning policies that they've come out and advocated for? right? If Buttigieg or whatever said something about sending troops down to Mexico to fight the drug cartel, which I remember some headline claiming such, right?
And she says that's a bad idea.
And she says, then isn't that the purpose of the debate?
Right.
Is to go like, hey, I disagree with you. Please defend
right.
your
what
idea.
What good would a debate be if everybody on stage was like, well, I agree with my cohort here, and I agree with so-and-so.
Yeah.
If it was just everybody agreeing, it wouldn't really be a debate, would it?
Well, that's what Mark said earlier. It's just zingers. Just, you know, get your words out, get your platitudes out.
I would have loved when Kamala Harris came out and said that she was supporting the Russians against the American war effort. I would have loved if she would have said something, well, I saw who you supported in the war on drugs, and I didn't call you a war criminal.
The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Quote, or this is getting more from Politico, the final thought here. The growing annoyance with Gabbard began with Clinton's remarks last month that Gabbard might be running as a third-party candidate and play spoiler in the election. Gabbard has said she has ruled out a run as an independent, but there's a lingering concern she might not play nice in a general election after flaying the Democratic Party in front of a national TV audience. Senate Minority Whip Dick Durbin said to that, quote, she keeps assuring people that's not the case. I hope that her word is good. Now, of course, we've heard plenty of politicians say that they don't have any plan to do X, and then they go ahead and do X.
Yeah.
So maybe, and I don't know what exactly she said, but when it comes to politicians, they are always or frequently very careful with the words that they choose. So a lot of them won't say that they'll completely rule out, you know, that they're definitely 100% not going to run for this independent thing. Or maybe if she said she's not going to run as an independent, that doesn't mean she won't run as a Green Party candidate. That's not an independent.
I think part of that concern was when she dropped her Senate race. Right? She said, I'm not going to run for re-election because I'm focusing on the presidential run. And then the concern is, well, if you're 100% focused on the presidential run and you don't get the Democratic nomination, right, then where do you go? Because you're already out of the Senate race and you got to keep going, got to do something, right? So the Green Party.
She should go for the Green Party is what she should do.
And she might. Like, yeah. You know, who knows?
Because they've had Jill Stein the last two runarounds.
Yeah.
And, you know, Stein did better, just like Gary Johnson from the Libertarian Party did better in 2016. They both did about three times the votes that they did in 2012. And, of course, arguably that was because people were actively seeking other choices besides Trump and Clinton. So maybe the Green Party is going to be looking for some fresh blood and... She's probably not going to get the nomination of the Democrats, so if she wants to keep going, that would be the smartest option.
Well, is her political positions in alignment with what the Greens push for?
Well, if she's a Democrat, then probably.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, the Greens are basically commies.
Okay.
The old joke is green on the outside, red on the inside.
They're watermelons, yes.
Yeah. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want. I wonder how she is on the war on drugs. Has anybody ever seen a comment from her?
I think she's at least pro-legalization for marijuana.
Okay. All right, so more coming up here. Government grocery store opens its doors in Florida. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Your product is absolutely amazing. I can't tell you how my life has been changed so completely. I'm just at a loss to describe. I don't know how I could ever tell Dr. Howard and Susan, his dear wife, how much I deeply appreciate all the work they put into this magnificent product. I mean, there's so many things that have improved, and I'm only just beginning.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support
support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.